Today, my dear faithful, is Sexagesima Sunday. And now the epistle is taken from the second epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein, if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are the ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise. I am more. And many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I was in the depth of the sea, in journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solicitude for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is scandalized, and I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas the king guarded the city of the Damascenes to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise, and heard secret words, which it is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth. But I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. Unless the greatness of the revelation should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me, for which thing thrice I besought the Lord that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside and was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And other some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And other some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And other some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be, to whom he said, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, The seed is the word of God. And they by the wayside are they that hear. Then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground, are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. The sower went out to sow his seed. words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Once upon a time, my dear faithful, there was a little Catholic chapel in England. It was an ordinary chapel with pews, statues of saints, the altar, and the tabernacle upon it. All was quiet in this chapel at this time, as no one was currently inside, until a little boy walked in. This little boy was a Sunday catechism student, but he had heard something amazing just recently at class. This boy, whom we will call John, learned that our Lord was present in the tabernacle on the altar, and that God especially listened to the prayers of those who went there to speak with him. And so, young John entered the chapel, hair probably disheveled, clothes in disarray, but his eyes were focused on the tabernacle. He had a great favor to ask of Jesus Christ, as the boy's father did not attend church nor receive the sacraments, even though he was a baptized Catholic. So John wanted to ask our Savior to bring his father back to the faith, and he was going to make sure that Jesus heard his prayer. And so little John walked up the aisle, then into the sanctuary. He went right up to the altar, climbed atop it, and sat near the door of the tabernacle. John then knocked at the door as he asked aloud, "Are you there, Jesus?" He waited for a few moments, but there was no answer. John knocked again on the tabernacle door, saying the same words, "Are you there, Jesus?" Then the boy explained, "They told me at Sunday school that you were here." He then listened for an answer again, but still heard nothing in response. "Perhaps the dear Jesus is asleep," he said to himself. "I will quietly wake him up." "Oh, my dear little Jesus," he said gently, "I believe in thee. I love thee. Answer me, I beseech thee." And now our Lord seems to have not been able to refuse to answer this simple and humble prayer of the child, said with so much confidence. And so a voice came forth from the tabernacle saying, "Yes, my dear child, I am here. My love for you makes me stay here always. What do you want of me today, my dear little brother?" The child answered in a voice now broken by sobs, "My father is not a good man, my Jesus. Make him good, and he will serve thee and love thee, I know it." The voice from the tabernacle consoled little John with this promise, "Go, my dearest child, I will grant your prayer." Little John then thanked our Lord, all radiant with joy, and he made his way off the altar and then on his way back home. And it was the very next day that John's father, of his own accord, went to his church, and he made a good confession after many years away from the sacraments. It does seem true, my dear faithful, that little John's prayer was answered, for our Lord sowed the seeds of grace into the heart of the boy's father, as we also see in the parable of today's gospel. Christ tells this parable of a sower or farmer who went out to sow or plant his seed, hoping, of course, to raise a good harvest. The sower casts the seeds about the field, some taking root and growing into a plentiful crop, while other seeds die and fade away. Of course, this is all symbolic of spiritual truths. Our Lord himself explains that he himself is the sower, while the seed is the word and grace of God, and the good ground are the souls that, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. The three different places that the seed of grace lands upon but produce no fruit represent the three different kinds of souls that reject the grace of God. Some are choked by the cares and pleasures of the world. Others lose the faith by falling into temptations. And the third group are those who listen to the devil and false reasoning to reject God and the one true faith. What a truly poignant summary of so much in our world. But naturally, no parable can tell the full story of salvation. John's father would appear to be one of these grounds that the seed of God's grace died upon, whether from the cares of the world, temptations, or lies of the devil. Whatever the reason, even though the faith had been given to him, this poor soul did not practice the Catholic faith as he had been raised with. Nevertheless, along came his son, John. This boy with such an earnest and endearing love goes right to our Lord, so much so that he went right to the tabernacle to ask our Savior to cast more grace upon his father's soul. The parable mentions the sower planting only once, but God constantly gives new graces and gives even more when he is asked to do so. A soul that may have rejected numerous graces before can still produce a rich harvest of love for God, and it may depend upon another person to ask on their behalf. And where better can we go than right here to the tabernacle, where the sower himself is, and where he waits and longs to be asked to give these grace, these seeds of glory. So desirous is our Savior for our prayers, our sacrifice, our love, that he has given us the devotion of the 40 hours, which we will celebrate this next Sunday all the way through the following Tuesday. The God of all grace will rest upon our altar for all to see, for all to adore, for all to kneel before and make their requests of him. And so, my dear faithful, I bid you to come before the Blessed Sacrament like little John in the story and knock at the Sacred Heart. Ask him for the seeds of grace, for yourself and your loved ones, for the Catholic Church and our nation, for our poor, sinful world. We have so much to ask for ourselves and for others. And so we, like John, must love much. And true love means willingness to sacrifice. Let us sacrifice ourselves for God Almighty. He will happily be woken up, so to speak, as little John thought he had to do for our Lord. He will smile to hear your prayers. And the harder it is, the more difficult time you choose of the 40 hours, the more you sacrifice to be here, the more moved the Sacred Heart will be to grant your prayer. Maybe our Lord will grant that miracle of grace that you hope for, to touch that soul you are pleading for. And finally, please God, that seed of grace takes root and thrives in that soul. But first, let us give ourselves to him, our Savior. Put our hearts and our lives in his hands at his disposal. In this chapel, one of the few in the world with our Lord, truly and undoubtedly in the Blessed Sacrament, let us come before our God and beg for his all-powerful help. Our loving God will certainly listen, even more so here. And let us not forget that he so loves the 40 hours devotion that his church has enriched it with plentiful indulgences. A plenary indulgence can be gained once on each of the 3 days of the 40 hours, by making a visit to the Blessed Sacrament and saying with a contrite heart, 5 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bes, 5 of each, along with another Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be for the intentions of the Church. Of course, as with every plenary indulgence, one must also go to confession and receive Holy Communion within 8 days of this visit as well. I implore you then, my dear faithful, make the sacrifice as much as you can to be here for the 40 hours devotion. The harder the time, the greater the grace you will earn, because the Sacred Heart of Jesus will never be outdone in generosity. Knock at the door of the Sacred Heart, and he will open his treasury of graces for you. He will plant that seed of grace that you ask. Please God, it will grow into a mighty fruit. Remember as well, we have so much to pray and sacrifice for, and so we must give much if we have much to beg. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.